three billionaires. Okay. Okay, well, so today I want to finish up this issue with the connection between Bishul and Achila based on that Kesef Mishnah in the Hilchos Tumas Mes, where the Kesef Mishnah gives two connections. I try and explain the Rambam. The Rambam in the Hilchos Machalos Asuras, the Tarek Tes, it's also in the Hilchos Tumas Mes, and for whatever reason the Kesef Mishnah elaborates more over there on this point. And he says that one teretz or one explanation he gives, is that the whole purpose of the Yisr Bishul, it's behind the Yisr Bishul, is to create a chefza of Basar V'Chalav, and Mela, that's also to eat it. If the real Yisr is eating it, but the Bishul is creating the chefza, like a prelude, or a hachana, or a first step, and so on. And the second teretz that he gave, which is a little bit more of a chiddush, sounds like it's a siyog, right? I mentioned last time that sometimes you do find siyogim in the Torah, of Yisr Engel has a whole list, and so on. I just want to finish up on that issue today, on that connection. There is another possible connection that emerges, and we're up to source number 27, the second part of this packet. So, Qur'an of Gimel, the Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah really in Chulin. The Mishnah says the following. Again, all these things I've been doing the last couple of weeks are by way of Hakdama, but they're all relating to Siman Pei Zayin, you know, the first Siman, Bas V'Cholav, and hopefully you get these Yisodas down. It'll be helpful for you. Okay, and then we'll eventually go through, as I explain, we'll go through everything Kaseda. Okay, so the Mishnah Chulin says, on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah, actually, on the page, B'sar Behemet Torah, B'chol Behemet Torah, Asol L'Vashra Asol B'Anoa, meat which comes from a kosher animal, and milk from a kosher animal. The Yisr B'Asol B'Cholav is when both the source of the basar and the source of the cholov is a regular kosher animal. It's kosher meat and kosher milk. That's also, of course, it's also bechila, but the Mishnah said that's also bishul and also hana. But, bisar behema tahora, bechala behema tmeya, if you have kosher meat that becomes cooked or mixed with non-kosher milk, let's say camel milk, horse milk, you know, every mammal produces milk, right? And I think you can get a camel milk, I think, is on the market, I think. Supposed to be, in some places, it's supposed to be very, lasts a long time, doesn't get sour so quickly and so on. So there are other types of milk that are on the market. I think in the United States, and it's important for Chalav Yisrael issues, in the United States, if something is called milk, it has to be cow milk. And that's the whole heter that Moshe Feinstein and Rebbe gave to why we don't have to worry. But what's the whole concern about Chalav Yisrael? People have been mixed up about Chalav Yisrael, you know, it's like, to Chol Yisrael, the rabbi bless the milk, you know, then it's okay. That's not what Chol Yisrael is. Chol Yisrael is a legitimate concern. It's not like, oh, it's an old-fashioned thing or something the Chassidim made up. The Chol Yisrael is because you're not allowed to eat, we'll discuss this at greater length, you're not allowed to eat or drink something, not only a product that's usher, but the product of something that's usher. An item that's usher, the product. Chol Yotzman HaTomei Tomei, Yotzman also usher. So milk from a non-kosher, let's say from a horse, or from a camel or something, that milk is also not kosher. So how do you know when you go to the source? Chol Yisrael means it's under rabbinic supervision. We know there's only cow milk. So what's the heter? So the answer is it happens to be the United States of America. The FDA rule is that to call something milk, plain milk, it has to be from a cow and it can't be. And if it comes from some animal, it has to be labeled accordingly on the box or on the carton and so on. Then you know. And Moshe said that you can rely upon that. And many people do. But let's say I've been asked this. When you go to another country, okay, but this may not be the law. So then you have to worry. You do have to worry about Chol Yisrael. I mean, you have to find out. There you go. I mean, I don't know every country. I remember one time my wife and I went for vacation to Mexico. I don't know if I'd go now. You can get lots of little dangerous there. But, you know, so we didn't drink. I said, I don't think you can drink the milk. I don't know what the law is. I guess you can find out today. You can, this was before, you can find things out online. But that time I didn't know, so I didn't think you should drink the milk. You know, we don't know what it's. So Europe and some places, certainly in the Far East, you know what that milk is made out of. So, but in the United States, this happens to you. Anyway, so, but if it's, so you have meat, and for our purposes, of basar b'cholav, you have basar b'cholav and the milk is from a behemet tmeya, or vice versa. Basar behemet tmeya, you have meat from a non-kosher animal. It's mixed with kosher milk. Mutar l'vashel l'mutar b'hano. Okay, then it's mutar. Right? In other words, the Isser Bishul and Isser Hanav, or the Isser and Bas V'Cholav don't apply. The Isser and Bas V'Cholav is only when both the Bas and the Cholav are kosher. Rashi explains, 28, Rashi there, Chul and Kufin, Gimel and Alphanat, Mishra, Rashi explains, Mutar Levashel and Mutar Banav, The ain bo mishum bas b'cholav. Kiriyal v'gemar. But that's not included on the bas b'cholav. We'll see the gemara in a second. Has a whole miyut, a whole way of learning it out. Okay? Now, of course, Rashi adds, uvachila mi'osr. Why does the Mishnah only say it's mutter and bishul chutana? What about achila? Well, achila is also because it's not kosher meat or not kosher milk. So achila frustrates her. It's not osr al tzvos v'cholav. That's true. But the Mishnah wasn't going to say that it's mutter, because not mutter either. It's good to trade meat or trade milk or whatever, right? So, but bishul chutana, in other words, the isurim that are unique to basr and cholav, so that applies, that doesn't apply in this situation. The Gemara has on Kufi, that was the Mishnah on Kufi Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara on Kufi Gimel Beis says, Omar Shmuel, okay, Omar Shmuel, Gedi, the whole drasha, how he learns out. The word Gedi, it's all learned from the Pasuk, as we discussed already, right? Los Vashim Gedi Bechalei Bimo. So Gedi is Lerabo, says Achelet. Gedi Lerabo, says Hamesa. Gedi Lerabo, says Shlil. Shlil is the inside. What do you call it in English? Huh? Embryo. You're like an embryo. Okay. Anyway, Gedi Lahotzias Adam. Gedi Lahotzias Ashilya. That's the placenta around them, right? And Gedi Lahotzias Hatmea. I have all these drushes. Bechalei Bimo, lo Bechalev Zachar, Bechalev Bimo, lo Bechalev Shkuta, Bechalev Bimo, lo Bechalev Tmea. Rashi explains over there, if you have time, you want to look through it. Okay, it's a question, well, how did he get so many drushes in the same word? He has six drushes, right? Really, I can understand three. Because it says, Losu Ashkadi Bechalev Bimo. Okay, so the Gemara later asks that Kasha Taka. How could he get six different limudim from the same word? Three, okay, the word Gdivit Brita. All right, that's what Rashi tells us on the first Rashi, Omar Shmuel. The common park, Tlosser Kroik, Siva Shmuel, Chisodar. Okay, anyway. And they have all these drushes, right? Rabbi said Chelev. So therefore, if you cook Chelev in Cholev, and you eat it, you are over on Basu Cholev. Okay? And the novella, okay. Anyway, you have all these different things. Tomatoes excluded, right? There's only that's what we're interested in. Lahotzias ha-tomeo. In other words, it doesn't apply to a non-kosher species, meat from a non-kosher species, horse or whatever else. Okay, that's what we're most interested in. Lo cholav zochar. So for some reason, the man is able to produce milk, doesn't usually come up, or there's some kind of hormonal imbalance, whatever that kind of. Anyway, lo chuta. If the milk came out after the animal shechted, that can be called cholav imo. Okay, anyway, there's all these exclusions. All right. So the Rambam Paskins, let's look again, as always, in Perk Tess, and look at Machos and Suzal of Gimel. Ain osim in a Torah, el a bosser behem a Torah, becholo behem a Torah, shnemar, losu ash becholo behem a Torah, gdi hu kolo vlad ashor, vlad aseh, vlad aeh, all the kosher animals, shor o chesav aeh, right, all the kosher animals, and the velom, not never becholeh, gdi becholeh, well, it should be a kosher behove. Whatever reason that, why did the Torah say it in such a funny language, Losav Ashel Gedi B'chalei Bimo? Why not just say straight, a kosher animal? All right, so that was a common thing, maybe. Or one time was a common thing. Anyway, Al B'sar Behema Torah B'chalei Bimo Tmeya, Al B'sar Behema Tmeya B'chalei Bimo Torah Mutter L'Vashel U'Mutteres B'Hanoah. It's Mutter in Bishu and Hanoah. V'ein Chavon HaKosu M'Shum Bas B'chalei. If you eat it, of course not allowed, but it's not, but you're not Chayav Al Tbos B'chalei. Yeah. Yes, so we'll have to talk about that at a different time. We'll get to it a bit. That's not here. We'll talk about it in a bit. Okay? Now, in our Simon, Pei Zayin, Siv Gimel, 32, the Shulchan Aruch rules this way. Eino Noheg, meaning the Isser Bas B'cholav, is not Noheg, Ela B'Bsar B'Hem Torah, B'Cholav B'Hem Torah. Absar Tahor B'Cholav Tmeh, Absar Tmeh B'Cholav Torah, Mutar B'Shona. It doesn't speak about Nevela. The post can talk about it on that line. We'll get that with it. Okay, but anyway, that's Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way. The only issue of Bas V'Cholav is both the meat and the milk are kosher, and if only one of them is not, then there's no problem of Bas V'Cholav. So there's a Shach and a Taz. On that, let's take up most of the next page. The Shach and the Taz. On that statement of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Shach and Simchat and Gimel, 33, right? Okay, he quotes the Tur. The Torah says, "Avol b'sar tahora b'cholav behem etmeya b'sar b'cholav tahora u'basar chaya ve'of." Or if it's from a chaya, not a behem, but a chaya or poultry, right? Afilu b'cholav tahora eino ella midirabbana. So the Shach quoting the Torah, it says the Torah throws in that although the Gemara said what it said, we saw it, and the Rambam says, Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, but it's still usher. Al tbasu b'cholav midrabbanan. But mutar b'bishlana. Okay? That's what the Torah writes. In other words, there's an iser al tzbosa b'cholav, even behema tameya b'cholav tahora, behema tahora b'cholav tameya, right? Where one or the other of the ingredients is non-kosher, okay, for a non-kosher species. So in such a case, the Rambam said this, though, it's still awesome. Gemara said, the Mishnah, Rashi explains the Mishnah, still, of course, not to eat it because it's, you know, it's horse meat or it's milk from a horse. But it's no iser b'cholav b'cholav. The Torah throws in, yeah, but it's also the rabbana. You caught that? The Torah says also the rabbana. So Shach points out, there's something wrong with that. Okay, what do you mean? My shakasa animal rabbana lo motzi koya al chayva of b'cholav Torah. When the Torah say, you got to put a comma in. When the Torah, again, there's no punctuation marks, right? You put when the Torah says it's eno element of rabbanan, it's not talking about the whole sentence. Look back again at the first line. You have to know where to put the comma. You read it one line, al b'sar Torah b'cholav b'emet meya, al b'sar Torah b'cholav b'tara, al b'sar chayv of, al b'sar chayv Torah, ein alam d'abon, ein alam d'abon. Is that line, ein alam d'abon, modifying the whole previous phrase, everything? So the Shach said, the name of Beis Yosef cannot be. It modifies the very last thing said, namely, b'sar chayv of, al b'sar chayv t'hora, that's d'abon. But you can't be saying that the first thing mentioned there, namely, chalav b'hema t'meya in with meat of b'hema Torah, vice versa. That's the rabbanan. That can't be. Okay, lo ashkechon. He says lo ashkechon shasu chamachilim shum bas b'chalav. Okay, we never found anywhere that that's also the rabbanan al bas b'chalav. Can't be. Not only that, he says v'gam lo hay in la asu b'chalav. What kind of bas the rabbanan? Asu the rabbanan. It's already what? It's already asu daraisa. It's already asu daraisa al horse meat. Okay, or horse milk or whatever, or camel milk, or pig milk or whatever. It's already usher. So what a top. Oh, by the way, we're also going to impose an iser drabbanan bas b'chalav. What kind of drabbanan would that be? Right, the stam. So he says it doesn't make any sense. It's already usher on the raisa. So that's the shach. Then everybody says the objection. Okay, and lachain tikin kanaloshim. So everybody says you have to read it differently. Be off for keeping it. However, the Beis Yosef continues. I mean, the shach continues. But he says the Bach hisigol. The Bach disagreed. You saw this, the Bach disagreed with the Beis Yosef. He says, no, there is something we can learn. Okay, it's true that it's asa doraisa. Okay, but he said there are certain properties or certain halachas that apply only to basa b'cholav, not to shari surah. You asked just now, what in the world good does it do to make an isa darabana? It's already asa doraisa. Which of course is more important than it is to the Rabbanan. So why would the Rabbanan add, oh, by the way, the Rabbanan is also b'cholav? So Bach, I'll tell you why. Because there are certain things which apply only to b'cholav and not to other isurim. One of them is this line, important concept called chaticha nasis neveil. Okay, now we're going to talk about that at great length in the Chistarovas, but for our purposes now, chaticha nasis neveil means the following. Okay, let's say I have a piece, and the word neveil here is used. It's like it's just not kosher. Like we use in colloquial talk, we say something is treif. Well, treif actually is a technical point. It was can't live for a year and something. You talk about treif candy, right? I mean, candy can't really be treif. It was treif, right? But we use it to express something in slang in Yiddish. The treif means what? Non kosher. Okay, look. Oh, that's treif. Okay, you're right. So that's what it means. Chatik nas nevel. It means non kosher. What does it mean? So let's say I have a point. We'll talk about this today a little bit too. Let's say some milk spills on a piece of meat. Okay, so we know, and the question is now, it's a tiny drop of milk and a huge piece of meat. So what do we usually look for? What's the ratio we look for? Shisha, right? A 60, huh? Tom. Right, and because, right, we look for Tom. Did whether the chaza fat fell in it, or whatever fell in, whatever non-kosher food, or whether cholov got, whatever got mixed in. What do we look for? We look for Nesinas Tom. Was flavor imparted from one item to the other? And if it was, then we're concerned, then we can't eat it, right? Nesinas Tom. So how can you find out? So you have to go taste it. Or well, that's not possible, or we don't rely on that today for whatever reason. We'll talk about some of it, you know, later on. So we rely on the magic number of shisha. And the Chacham said, if it's a ratio is such as 60 to 1, under most circumstances, it's not. That's our tradition, that that doesn't impart any flavor. Okay, but let's say some milk falls into a big pot of meat. Okay? When you say you need 60 to 1, one of what? Does the one go on the drop of milk that fell in, or the piece of chaz that fell in? Or if it got absorbed into the meat, you now need 60 against that whole piece of meat. In other words, let's say there's not 60 again in the one little piece of meat that the milk fell on. You don't have 60 to 1. Okay, so now do we say chaticha, this piece of meat, nas is nevela, okay, which sometimes you'll see abbreviated chanan. Ches, nun, chanan. Chaticha, nas is nevela. Do we say, or sometimes it's called chaticha atzma nas is nevela, so you see the abbreviation chanan, okay? Okay, good. Whatever it is, but that's chaticha nas is nevela, chaticha atzma nas is nevela. Do you say, the whole thing now becomes like an usher item, and you're going to have to be mishar against the whole thing? That's the question. So there is one opinion that we say chaticha nas is nevela only with regards to a mixture of basar v'chalav and not by shari surah. We're going to find out the discussion of Rishonim. Again, we'll get to that. There's Hashem. Okay? So the Bach says, that's why the Rabbanon maybe said, in our case, that it's basar v'chalav. You ask, what do you mean? It's also the raisidi. Yeah. But if you hold the chaticha nasa tevela applies only by basar v'chalav, not by shari surim, now the Rabbanon said, we're going to treat this as basar v'chalav for that purpose. You hear the Bach? Okay, that's the Shach is quoting. He says, right? If you hold, that's a discussion. But if you hold chaticha nas nevela is only by basar v'chalav, now I can understand why it would make sense, perhaps, for the chachamim to be goes there. This isser of if some milk falls on behemoth tamei, or dormant milk fall, not behemoth tamei, I mean, meat from a behemoth tamei, or milk from behemoth tamei falls on meat from behemoth tahara, we said it's also the rabbanan teat. What do I mean? It's also the raisa teat. Yeah, but will chaticha nas nevela apply? So that's what the Bach says. The Torah is mechadish, yes. And also, v'chein le'inyan chaticha haru'uya le'iskabed. Chaticha le'iskabed is a piece of food which is fit to, you know, serve at a banquet. You have a chosh of a guest. Chosh of a piece of steak. Not some, leftover meat that they made into a hamburger in one of the stores over here, right? It's a chosh of a piece of meat. Right, dude, serve this at a banquet. What's the difference? We have a rule a lot of times with regards to bittul. Okay, we'll discuss all of this, right? Bittul b'shishin, bittul b'rov, right? But by chaticha, really skabed, because of its, what does bittul basically mean? We're talking about bittul in food. Maybe disregard this, right? It's unimportant. It's such a small amount. Bittul, huh? But if the davar chashuv, or chaticha or l'skabed, or some of those lines, not so fair. So you can't say it's we disregard it. What I mean, it's a chashuv piece of steak. You know, it's $89. For a small piece of steak, right? That's a chashuv piece of steak. So that also, according to some, applies only by basar v'chalav. This chumrah, the bittul doesn't apply. There's no bittul by chaticha l'skabed. So the Bach gives a couple of examples, okay, of nafkaminas where it would be make sense, or it would be a chiddush to say something is also the rabbanon, despite the fact that the isra chila is already daraisa. Okay. However, the Shach especially disagrees with that. Isra chila that is the eino. Okay, it's not true. Devada lo ashkam mashum duchta. No one else says such a thing. Okay, and therefore mashal ahead the lesbu isra mishum baschal all afilim the rabbanon. Good. I'm glad you came up with an afkamina. Says the Shach, okay, that's nice for lumdus purposes, but we never find anybody who taka said lemaisa that we consider sar behema tahora with chol behema tmei or vice versa. We never find anyone says also bechil drabbanon. It's a nice swara, but that there'll be a big chiddush a Torah das yochid. Okay, he says we don't find anybody who says it, and he says. Even with that, there's no reason why the Chachamim yasru. The Chacham would have to have a reason. Usually, the Chacham when they ask for something is why they ask for something. Discussed the other day, right? Well, Shema, you'll come to violate something else. What's here for what? Shema, what? You're going to eat it. It's also to eat anyway. The Rabbanan didn't just stomp, dream up Xavier's out of the clear blue sky. They have a reason for it, right? So he says, what's the reason? By b'sar of, okay, we understand. Zayr shema elchem b'sar of b'chol, elchem gam kem b'sar behem b'chol. Like I mentioned yesterday, when it comes to chicken, so I understand that the Chachamim asked chicken because if you eat chicken with milk, you'll make a mistake once and eat meat milk. Like I mentioned today at the fancy weddings, you get on a plate both a little piece of chicken and a piece of meat together. Right? Or the smorgasbord, you get chicken, you get meat, all mixed in together. Okay? And people call chicken meat in English, right? Dark meat, white meat, etc. So that I understand is a reason. But stam to make exer the shots, it doesn't think that it's ma'ini ligzor shemisar behemah tor b'chol of peah oivcha yosh mishum bosu chalav haba lavach yilekar yashmidi kevdu lavach yosh mishum bosu chalav. Okay, and therefore they think that's what basically it means, and that's the shach. Okay, good. So he rejects that. The Taz, we'll see what all this has to do with us in a second. Okay. The Taz, it's a cotton beige rather, also agrees. He quotes the tour. He quotes the Kasher of Yosef. The min echad tome also mechil medrais. What do you need? Exer darbanan. It's also mechil medrais already. One of the species, one of the two things, either milk or meat, is non kosher. So you already can't eat it. So what does the darbanan add? The lomel and migzer inin isu bas b'alva achila. And he quotes with drisha and mem vavches. Not mem vavches as well. Okay, mori v'chosni. Mori or Mori Chami, either way. Okay, means my father. That's the Bach, was the father-in-law of the Taz. Okay, the Bach of Yosef Sirkis was the father-in-law of the Taz, with David Mishmael Levi. Okay? The Bach lived in Krakow, buried in the back of Ramosh. In the Ramosh Shul in Krakow, there's a cemetery in the back where Ramosh is buried. The Bach is also buried there. Tosis Yantov is also over there. Tosis Yantov is also buried there. Quite a historical place. The famous Miser, right? Shaul Kalmach's Miser is also buried there. Huh? Galamukas is buried there, and others. Anyway, but so the Bach was in Krakow. Anyway, he was, so that when he, a lot of time, most of the time when the Taz refers to the Bach, he says, Mem Vavchas, Mori Vachami, or Mori Vachos, my father. Okay, anyway, so he says, they give a teretz as an afkamina for Chaticha Asma. He calls it Chaticha Atzma as Nasa Nevela, and for Chaticha Iskabit. Okay. So he says, still, he thinks that even that doesn't work. Okay, he thinks even that doesn't work. Even the Chaticha Atzmas in the Veil doesn't work. Okay, he says, because he speaks respectfully, these Rabbanim, the Drisha, Kvodom b'mkomo munach, their honor is, is intact, so to speak. But the whole reason why those who say that Chaticha nas nevela did by Bas v'Cholav. That's quotes of Ben Ephraim. The fourth line. The ikar tam of Ben Ephraim. The mach of Bas v'Cholav. When we tam shekol echad b'fnei atzma mutter rak b'tarovis asur v'nasim guf echad. Because Bas v'Cholav, this we'll talk about Bez Hashem starting Sunday. Bas v'Cholav is a unique iser. We mentioned this actually last week, because both parts are by themselves completely kosher. It's the best hashkoch in the world. It's got the OU and everything else that you want. This Hamish Hashkita is what you want. It's got the best meat in the world. Okay? And this is Cholam Yisrael Cholade. So the two parts, why is it usher? It's only usher in combination. If you're going to eat these two things separately, you can eat as much as you want. Right? It's only the combination. So therefore, it says Rabbeinu Ephraim, but Bas or B'cholam, you have this concept of Chaticha. Now says, we've got to consider the whole item. Right? Because that's the Isser. The Isser is you've changed something. It's unusual, right? This is good, and this is good, and now you mix them together, it's no good. Not weird? Okay? It is a little strange. Okay? We'll talk about that Bez Hashem starting Sunday, but just conceptually, right? The Bez Hashem is a funny Isser. Okay? It's a funny animal. This is okay, that's okay. When you mix them together, it's not okay. It's counterintuitive in some ways. But that's the din. So there comes a Ben Ephraim with a chumrah of chaticha naseh nevela, because you're looking at the whole thing. It's not the drop of milk that fell onto this piece of meat. You got to look at the whole unit now, because that's the iser. That's by Bas v'Cholav. But he says, "V'zelo shakam min echad tamei davar lava reish bo iser Torah." But you cannot be kishab. But over here, there already was an iser. It wasn't this is kosher and that's kosher. Now it became usher. In the case of milk from a behemoth tameya and meat from a behemoth Torah, it was already usher. It's not the two mutter things now simply blended together. Therefore, we consider the whole thing. In other words, what's the Taz saying? Different than the Shach. Not an argument, just another point. He's saying the svara behind Chaticha Nas Nevela won't apply in this case. In other words, it's a clever nafkamina, right? And the Shach quoted the nafkamina, but he says this, we don't find anybody who says it. The Taz challenges that nafkamina. He said it's not really correct, because because the whole svara behind chaticha is it clear, everybody? The whole svara behind chaticha nasis nevela is what? Is you got to consider the whole item. It's two mutter things that became a guf echad. So now chaticha nasis nevela becomes one entity. But that's not true here. Here, in our case, where it was already asr b'achila, so it's not two things which were kosher and mutter something became asr. So svara of chaticha nasis nevela doesn't apply. Here he's challenging also. That's the Taz's objection. Okay? And furthermore, he says, and if you're going to make Gzera, okay, so why did they also Aser and Bishlan Hanah and so on and so forth? Therefore, he thinks the whole thing is also not correct. Again, it comes out, he doesn't think it's right. And, Kanal Shaykh Omar Kain, the Yesh Bechor, Rabbi Yisr Daraisa, but Lav Tarov is possible. There's already the Yisr Daraisa without the mixture. So, okay, anyway, you understand his point. And then he adds at the end, also Lo Matzina Zebi Gemara, but of course nobody else says such a thing, and so on. Therefore, he also concludes that that the Torah, when he says Drabbanon, is only going on that last phrase. Go back to the original Torah. Again, remember the no punctuation. When the Torah says, also Drabbanon, he's talking about Vesar Chai V'Olf, kosher chicken with kosher milk. Kosher milk, that's Drabbanon. That's what he meant. But he didn't mean the first phrase. The first phrase is mutter. I don't say mutter completely. It's out of the realm. It's out of the world of bas v'chol. It's also because it's non-kosher food. Either non-kosher meat, non-kosher milk. But it's not in the realm of bas v'chol at all. Okay, good. What does all this have anything to do with what we're talking about? It's all interesting. And now he went through a shachar taz for meeting a simpe zayin. Good. He don't say that. But again, what's it got to do with us? So the truth of the matter is, what is the shachar taz saying? Assuming there's no issur darbanan. Simple reading. Saying that it's mutter to cook basar tomei, the chalav tomei, okay, or the other way around, because it's also already asr b'achila, okay, he says, the reason why, we could argue it, the reason why it's mutter goes back to our Kesef Mishnah. Because what's the whole isr bishul we said is what? Isr bishul is to create it for the purpose of achila. But here, it's already aser b'achila. It's like, right, you know what I'm saying? Here, this meat, because it's non-kosher, non-kosher animal, it's a horse, or the milk, it's already not going to be able to be eaten. So this could be just another manifestation of that whole idea that the whole iser bishul by bas v'cholav is a hachana, or whether it's shog, whichever approach of the Kesef Mishnah, to relate it to achila. Here, since there's no achila, there's an iser achila already, so this is not a hachana l'achila, and therefore the bishul's mutter. Follow? I'm just saying that's how we can connect it to this. You could say, you know, all this fancy lom, that's, again, it just hammers home the point that the iser, and maybe that's what this gemara is referring to. The whole, yeah, it's mutter bishul. Why? Because the whole bishul is for the purpose of creating something that you can eat. But here you can't eat anyway, because the milk's not kosher, or the meat's not kosher, whatever. So therefore, there's no iser bishul. That's the background for why there's no iser bishul. Yeah? It's a possibility. Okay? So it's interesting, Rav Avad Yosef, that I printed, and again, you go through the Maror Kamos, you don't always, I told you, you don't have to spend time on his chuvas, but it's interesting to see Rav Avad Yosef, one of his chuvas, Yabia Omer, those are the big chuvas, the long chuvas, Chelek Dalad, Yerodea Simen Vod. Okay? Nishalti me'odam yirei Hashem shemechusa parnosa zezman memusha. The guy was out of work for a long time. And he's a parnosa. And he got a job to work in a misada shel goyim. A goyish restaurant. Got a job in a goyish restaurant. Okay? And part of his job, I guess the guy's a chef or a cook or something like that, and he couldn't get a job with a kosher caterer, so he got a job with a non-kosher caterer, a non-kosher restaurant. That was the Metzias. Okay? The Allah Levashalam Gam came Tavshil Mishal Bisar Behema Temeya. Okay? Part of it, you know, is to cook, he has to cook meat with milk. Now he mentioned Bisar Temeya, Unuve was a traitor also. He lumps it together. We'll come back to that point. Is he permitted to do this? Is the bishul boss of a chol? Is this guy, he's a Jew, okay, he's Yirei Shemayim, and he wants to know, can he's working in a non-kosher restaurant, nobody knows Jews eat there, okay, and can he go ahead and cook it? So he writes, in his answer, Os Aleph, Ravadi writes, Hine tam isur bishul boss of a chol, mevur b'ketzim mishnah, quotes our ketzim mishnah, shalom osur tor bishul boss of a chol, elekadah shalom alechol. And he quotes the Rambam, and he quotes others, and he says, he bothered in the brackets a little bit, or after the brackets, you know, where do we find the Torah itself, us or something? So, I don't know, he didn't quote the B.S. of Engel, but he quotes others. So he also was, I'd say he had pretty good B.K.S. too. So you know, he quotes other places. Good. Okay. He mentions that Isur by Kravis Bosar, by Nazir, things we discussed yesterday. Anyway, on the fourth line, on the next page, El Dvi Kol Mokl, Gabos V'cholov, Nami Tzan Masnissin, he quotes this Mishnah Chulam, we just did. Psar Be'metar V'chol Be'metar, Bos Be'metar V'chol, Mutu L'Vashel, Mutu V'hano, V'chem Pesh Rama, and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Omra Matzina L'Ramoa, Ramoa, and Sivdalad, Osu V'delachil Shumar Zayim. I've talked about that too. Ramoa will ask it because of Marisayim. Okay? Later Ashbon, but the Taz, the Shach, and others, they say it's not Marisayim, it's a big machokus, which we'll get to. Alright? Anyway, bottom line, he says, Lamarato, Shemuto, Lavashal, it's all going. Most of the Cholov, Bazar Chazi, Bechol, Bechol, the guy wants a cheeseburger with pork, a hamburger, I don't know, out of ham, a real hamburger, okay? With cheese. So Rabbi just said, that's Mutter. Okay, it's mutter. Look, and a guy can cook it. It's not a bishul. All right? And he said we'll have to see about that. That's the Ramoa. We'll have to talk about that. The Marisayim can be ruled by Hecker. We need to talk about that. That's a big subject. Okay? Anyway, and he says, because the whole thing is, now, he says, So maybe we have to work that he's going to taste something, okay? He'll eat it while he's cooking it and so on. He said that's also not an issue, okay? Because, for example, he quotes the Ran in Pesachim that the reason why the Torah we mentioned is that's one of the siyag in the Torah, right? Why is it issur by your by once on Pesach and Chametz? Because you used to eat it all year long, says the Ran. All year long, it's bread. So what's the problem? So you'll forget. You wake up one night, Chalamay Pesach, you want to have a midnight snack. So you go downstairs, a piece of cake in the fridge. You'll take it out. Oh my gosh, it's Pesach, right? So we want to avoid that problem. The lobadili in Ishmaneh, you know, something which is not kosher, you stay away from it anyway. Naturally, stay away from it. You know, it's like all year long, it's no good. So he says over here, by chametz on Pesach, the whole thing is because you know the lobadili in the inchi kulishaita. The whole rest of the year, you don't stay away from it. But umashich mira tarb bishulbos. So he says. He says that therefore it's okay for this guy to cook them because he knows this is ham or this is bacon bits or whatever. He knows we're not worried about him eating it if we mix it with milk. So therefore Raja is making on this issue based on this mission and again based on taking this Kesef mission literally because the whole issue is not to produce Basar Cholov or to Siaga, which I would do it. Now he says parenthetically Umashech Mir Tor Bishu Basar Cholov Yimusan Avelo Trefa. That's a Lo Rotsa Torah L'Chalak B'Behemah Torah Gufa. But you asked before, and I said we'll get back, we will. But by Nevela Trefa, that's sort of like a low plug. It's kosher animals. So good technically can't eat it because it wasn't shechted properly. Or was shechted properly, they found the puncture in the lung or something. It's a Trefa. We're not Mechalak by kosher animals. Anyway, so therefore that's the Heter of Adyo Seif. And it's a big Akula based on this idea. And he says it's okay for him to cook Bas V'Chol to the garden. Okay? One other issue on this before, yeah.
But if they weren't using kosher food, like kosher meat,
then I think it would be a problem. So then it would be a problem. That's an interesting question. Where was this question? It was, Yerushalayim. You're asking, do they get kosher meat? So it's taka bosom from a kosher animal, it's kosher meat, and lova dilaminei. And to show most of the meat, I don't know, do the trade restaurants also get kosher meat? I don't know. It's usually more expensive. It's a good question. I don't know. Again, according to the headline, the Shiloh was in Yerushalayim. Huh? Yeah, kosher opposed to mamish kosher. They get, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, here, McDonald's not getting the meat from, from Empire, okay, kosher company, okay, or Bashkin or whatever. But but I shouldn't say that. Aaron's not a cold one. Anyway, whatever it is, they're not getting their meat from. So I really did not intend that. But McDonald's or Burger King is not getting their meat from kosher suppliers. They're paying three times the amount of whatever it is for the meat, right? When they get chicken nuggets, they're not getting from Empire. But in Eretz Yisrael, all the meat may be, all the chicken, let's say, may be kosher. They buy it, they mix it with cheese, or whatever they do with it. I don't know. It's a question. That cooler shouldn't apply in that case. Okay. One other point on this, the answer kasha Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, another mission in Chulin. And again, as you get by now, I'd like you to see things inside. I really tell you, the sheets are there for you to help you, but please, things in the Gemara and the Mishnah Chulin and Yaradeya, look inside. The sheets are handy to me to share, but look inside. Okay, see the Gemara's inside. You remember it better that way. Really, most, your memory works like that. You know this already. You see something in Osias Machimos Chazalta. We went out that. Here you have Osias too, but you remember where it is on the page and so on and so forth. You know, it's a. I remember one year when I was teaching, many years ago, a long time ago, long before you were born, I was teaching, so the school, the yeshiva high school, used as the regular text the so-called Steinsaltz Gemara. And he does not follow, I think they reprinted it a little bit, he doesn't have the Tzuras Adaf of our Gemaras. You know, it doesn't have the Tzuras Adaf. It says on the top that this is corresponds to Zadid HaMeid. Let's say Art Scroll, or Mesifta, they have the Tzuras Adaf, and then they shade a certain area, they make marks, arrows, whatever it is, you know, what they're going to talk about on the other side of the page, whatever the commentary on the bottom. Huh? Yeah, now I think he does it, right? Yeah, the new Koren Noah, whatever edition.
The Koren, and he also released one between one that just...
Already started, yeah. If he would have done it in the first place, it would have been better for him, I think, business-wise. But this time was when it was... this is 35 years ago, whatever it was. Okay? So I still remember those Gemaras, when we were learning that year, and that issue, we learned the end of Bava Metzia. Okay? So, anyway, Kitsa, I remember the Tzuras Adaf, but it's not... If I look it up in a regular part, it's not there. I remember it's the bottom of the page. Yeah, and the Steindl's was on the front of the page. But that's how memory works. I mean, you associate. So it's kedai to see things inside, really. Okay, anyway, enough of that commercial. So the mission says, on Kuf Ches Mral, that I just really referred to before, Tipas Cholov Shenofal Chaticha. A drop of milk fell on a piece of meat. Okay? As Rashi explains right away, Kuf Ches Mral 37, Besoch HaKadera, it was a piece of meat inside a pot. He had a stew or a chunk or something like that, cooking inside a pot, and lots of pieces of meat. And the little kid was running by with a sippy cup that had milk, and he tripped, and a cup went flying, and lo and behold, a couple of drops of milk spilled into the pot. Okay? And so, Tipas Chol Shnov Al HaChaticha, Rashi says, Besoch there, Al Achas Min HaChatichos, Velo Hegis Es HaKadera. You weren't stirring the pot at that point. There were just pieces sitting in the pot. Right? Velo Necha Tama Tipa Al Os HaChaticha Bavad. That drop of milk only hit that one piece of meat. It's not that he was stirring and it landed, now the piece of milk was mushed around in the whole pot. Okay? So, how do we determine whether he can eat it? So, again, it's, you said it before, Yeshua, that im, Mishnah says, im yesh bavin osin tam osin chaticha, it's a chaser. Right? So, we go, if the milk imparted flavor to that piece of meat, it's awesome. All right? Rashi explains. That piece of meat that it landed on was not big enough. It's not 60 times. It's a smaller piece of meat. It wasn't 60 times of the amount of milk that dropped. Then miyad, neser sachaticha. Now, what happens to the rest of the chaticha? That was the issue. Chaticha was not a problem now. Continues the mission. Back to the mission. Near es hakadera, but if he was stirring the pot, literally, he was stirring the menar of the pot. So now, you have to measure the 60 against... What can the 60 come from? Everything in the pot. Because this drop of milk is now where? It's mixed in with the whole pot. Right? In near sakdera, in yesh bavin osin tam sakdera osir. Now you're going to measure it. The 60 can come from the whole pot because since it was stirred, now the milk is inside, right? That's what Rashi says. Near sakdera means hegis ba miyad. Hegis, we know from milk, Shabbos, megis. It's stirred. So in Hilchos Shabbos, Hegis ba miyad, kodem shekibla chaticha tamen atipa. The meat didn't even have the chance yet to absorb the milk. The spillage happened while you're stirring. So mamish, it didn't land. It landed scientifically. It had to land in one place. It landed on one piece of meat, but instantly it was mixed throughout the rest of the pot. Right. So then you look at the whole thing, and therefore miyesh ba nusam osa kadera. Klomar ain't kach betipa less or kulon. This drop of milk is not going to usher the whole pot. Elim ken yesh benos and tam liten b'chol akedera. Okay, that's how Rambam passes. Perek Tes Halach Ches 38. Hilchos Machlokes says Boser shenofel tocha cholov. Oh, cholov shenofel tocha boser and his basher al shur benos and tam imo shiura benos and tam. Right, the magic words are nos and tam. Doesn't impart flavor. Ketzer Chatichah is a balsam shenafu like deiro sachas, or sachas means hot. I mean, again, there's only bliya, there's only absorption of flavor when it's hot. Drop of milk, let's say in your fridge. A drop, what happens if a drop of milk spills on a whole piece of salami in the fridge? Wipe it off. Okay, clean it off. Okay, the only absorption, because we know scientifically, right? When it's hot, the flavor is absorbed. It's cold. It sits there, right? Now, we mentioned if it sits in it for a long time, right, the color is, if it sits in for a long time, then it will absorb flavor. Okay. A little drop will stop. Okay, anyway, wash it off. Anyway, so Rambam gives an example. Ketzer, chaticha shvosh on tcheir, or sachas, it's hot. Or hot pot, shochola, right? Toim hanochri es hakadera, so you ask a guard to taste it. Imam, where she was talking about, oh, this is milk, it doesn't taste, tastes like meat. If he tells you that, then you know it's asur, a lot of muteris. Also chaticha asur, that piece will be asur. And the halacha yud, the Rambam writes, b'med, v'ramam murim, v'shalom nir es hakadera b'tchilu, you didn't stir the pot right away. Or you covered it, also it spreads around. Okay, in all these cases, it's now been osen tam with the whole thing. And v'chein, on the second line of halacha yud, im nafo chalav l'tok hamarak, a little bit of milk spilled into the meat soup, or chicken soup. Ola chalak tichas, v'lo noda le'ezech haticha nafal. The Rambam says, I have a problem here. What happens if it landed, I saw the drop of milk, but I wasn't stirring the pot. Okay, I was on the other side of the kitchen, and I saw what happened. I saw a drop of milk spill out of the kid's cup into the pot. So it only landed on one piece of meat. But by the time I got over there, what happened? I can't see which piece of meat dissolved. The milk, right? I couldn't see which piece it fell on. So what should I do? So Rambam tells you, nowhere as hakadera kula. Stir the pot quickly. And now you only have to measure the shishim using what? Everything in the pot. So he's giving an Eitzah Torah. Nowhere as hakadera kula. Ad shetoshuv v'yis'arav hakol. Yesh b'kadera kula tam chalav asur. B'v'lav muteris. And then he writes, you know, nimtza nochi, no goy around. So then you're the Mishar Mishishim, etc. There's a Ravid, which we're not going into. So what the Rambam is telling us here is if you're not sure, now this opens up an interesting question. Why don't we do that all the time? Let's say I do know which piece it fell on. Okay? So a piece of milk fell on some meat. So I'll add more meat. What's the problem? What? Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. You can't do that on purpose. If it happened, you can't intentionally just add more stuff and now it'll be 60. Right? Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. Okay, so here there's some discussion as Rambam. Why is his advice here ain't not a violation of Ein Rambam Sarah Kula? Well, the answer is because it's a suffix. The piece of milk is already absorbed. We don't know where it is. So it's already a suffix. So therefore, okay, so the Kesef Mishnah deals with that a little bit. The next page, we'll skip the writing. Okay? The Kesef Mishnah there in Parak Tes Halach Yud. Okay? He makes it clear. V'ein kavonoso lomar v'zeh shin yeshohus tzas achar nafila shin na'er acharka. Kizelo yo'el b'vadai. It doesn't mean you can take your time and stir it sometime later. That's not going to help. It's too late. Rather, ava kavonoso shemiyad then yemaher lenar miyad. Okay, and that's what he says. And that they get out of the problem because it stirred right away and it didn't yet have a chance to go anywhere else. So it's not a violation of the suffix to begin with. It's not a violation of ein vatlin sar tefila. Okay, good. Here again in Shulchan Aruch, not in Aristotle, but later on, it's Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis 40. Shulchan Aruch paskins this way: Nafal Cholav Latoch Der Shomosa. Okay, classic case: a little milk falls into a meat pot. Tov in a chaticha shomal acholav. You taste the meat that you know, and so on. Imeim bo tam cholav kalmuter. Neish chaticha timis cholav nesa osa chaticha. Uladidan dein tzom kenavet kachovim. We don't rely on a guy. That's their Ashkenazim being in shishim. Fine. And you can measure it against everything in the pot, namely chatichos, the meat, the soup pot, the hayerek, the vegetables, the hamarok, and the soup itself, atavim, the spices, and all these things. You can count it towards the 60. Okay, but of course the piece remains also, but the rest is water. Okay? But medvar mamurim b'shelo niark der b'tchila k'shamachol. So, alo niark to the sof, o shekis m'shas m'yol. So, a kovit star about the tamachol. Okay, that's our issue. All right, now, anyway, Rekiva Eger is there, it's in Tzari Beis. Tzari Beis asks, it sounds like a bomb kasha. What's this advice? What do you mean, no eres hakadera kula, like the Rambam says? Yesh la'ayin, look at 41. Amai shori lasos or laros came. Why are you allowed to do that? Im lo yinayir, yishara atipa ma'osate chaticha. Okay? We're talking about a hot pot of meat, right? So a little milk drips in. And what is the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch suggesting you do? Stir it. If you wouldn't stir, what would happen? The milk would stay just without one piece of meat. Now, by stirring, what are you doing with the milk? You're mixing it with all the rest of the meat in the pot. Isn't that, says Rav Akiva Eger, a case of bishul bas v'chol? Right? You're now cooking. It's, remember, the pot is hot. So you're now, by stirring, we know from Lechel Shabbos, Magus is part of Mavasha, right? You're cooking. So by stirring this, there's a great advice. Because what's the advice? Because now you'll have shisha, no problem. Yeah, but by mixing the piece of milk around, before you get it, as it's mushing around, you're cooking this piece of milk with whatever other piece of meat that it's touching. So the first time it was an accident. A little milk spilled into the meat, fine. But now you're actively taking a spoon or a spatula or something like that, and you're mushing it around. So isn't that a violation of bishul bosu chol? You had a kashri kivega. Well, but remember, he's saying, it's a good point, and maybe relate to that question, unless you assume, remember, the whole lumda says, was do it, yeah, do it right away. Right before anything happens, the bishul is now. Right? That's the whole, it doesn't help stirring later. The bishul has been miyad. Let's just read what Kivyag's language. He says, no, as they were cool, yesh, I had my shari lasses came. Ha'im lo yinai, yishab tiwa sachaticha, v'ay they near, mo'il ha'tipa, I'm sorry, ma'ayil, he's mixing, he's bringing up, the tipa of b'chaticha sacheres, v'avim vasho, b'osu b'cholo. Okay? So, and over al bishul bas v'chol. Okay? I'm going to give you an interesting question. It sounds a little funny, but it's an interesting question. No, isn't that a problem, bishul bas v'chol? Yeah. So, I think you can answer similar to that, but more than that. Stirring the pot, okay? I forgot where I saw this, okay? I have my notes, so I think maybe also I just said, I'm not sure. Okay, stirring the pot, the Menayer or Magus, that's not considered Bishul of Bas V'chol. That's not Derech Bishul. What? It is Bishul on Shabbos there, but it's Memari the Bishul, which is a problem on Shabbos. But it's what's the definition of Bishul? Okay, a simple idea. The Bishul is when I'm making a soup, let's say. So I put meat in, I put onions, carrots, whatever, I don't know, whatever you put in the soup. Okay? What do I want from those ingredients? I want the flavor to come out, right? And to impact the whole thing. Now I have a soup, right? It starts out as water, but I put some chicken, I put some onions in, some potatoes, and some whatever you make chicken soup out of, right? Zucchini, whatever you put in, right? So the whole idea is to create a flavor. That's what bishul is. The goal of cooking is to create a food which is flavorful. Here, why are you mixing it? You want to get rid of it. You want to make it disappear. That's not called bishul. It may be memayer bishul for Shabbos purposes, but maybe the answer to Kiv Eger's kasha, the reason it's mutter, is because that's not bishul. And this will come back to our whole discussion. Again, what is the purpose of bishul kasamishra? What's bishul? Okay, bishul is to create food which you can eat. Right, which you want. And the idea of creating food is to mix different things together to bring out the flavor. Okay, here, the guy's got the little piece of milk. The reason he's stirring it is to dafka eliminate the flavor. It's an interesting answer, yeah.
I thought that's an option.
Right.
It doesn't matter about, like,
no, but it's still
regarding
it's not a matter of. I, yes, you can definitely say that. Look, The Kivayeg didn't give that answer, so it's the hard, it's not so pasha. I said this before. Right? The Kivayeg, you leave some of the Tzarki and then Tzarki in. Well, Tzarki doesn't mean there's absolutely no Teretz, you know, Kaki Doctors of Tzarki. So it could be, but we're just adding a definition of Bishul here. It's got to be in the category called Tikkun Olchem. To make the food better, you know, to improve the flavor. Anyway, it's an interesting answer. It's perhaps an extension of this Kesavishim, possibly. The only thing is, we just want to finish this topic. There seems to be evidence from other sources that, and I felt this again. What's the expression there? Already offer tachas kapi raglayim. You know, when I first even saw the Kesav Mishnah, does he really mean? Is that the Kesav Mishnah? So like the whole purpose of Bishul, you know, is only for achila to the point. You have all these exclusions, you know. Well, if not, right? In other words, did the Kesav Mishnah mean all that? You know what I'm asking? Like, whichever answer the Kesav Mishnah you like, then it was so. Did he really mean all that? It mamish has to be only for achila. Therefore, if idea is safe as a kula for some guy cooking for goy. And we had other things that if it's not letzorach achila, or maybe this answer we keep eager, you know, well, it's not the normal manner of cooking because it doesn't bring out flavor. Therefore, it's not bishul basal chalav. Did the Kesav Mishnah really mean that? I mean, I have to instinctively. I wasn't sure if the Kesav, again, saw how the Achronim deal with it. And they do take it quite literally, some of them do. But instinctively, I wondered about it. You know, I mean, maybe you're not bothered by it. I don't have to be. But I was kind of like, really, the Kesav Mishnah mamish meant to equate Vosu Chalav, that's mamish of Prayut Achil. And therefore, you know, we mentioned, and there are riots we had. The Shear should be the same as Achil. There were good riots. And that's, I'm trying to suggest the Kesav Mishnah is wrong, but can you take it? You know, are we taking it too far? That's all. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, I'm just pointing that out. But maybe that's what Akiva Eger is saying. He could have given this answer too. He didn't, because we don't go that far. I'm just pointing it out. We don't think. Huh? He does. I know. I just say, you know, whatever. Maran, right? I mean, his Bikias is, you know, unmatched. It's unbelievable. And the point is that he read everything. That too is unbelievable. Forget the fact that he remembered everything. You know, having time to read everything, to all these swarm, you know. You read through Chulis, you see quotes, you know, Chachmei Afghanistan, something that's crazy, you know. Where did he get it? How did he have time to read it? Why did he look at it? Besides, they memorize it, okay? Anyway. After he passed away, they were talking about, you know, when they lifted. So I remember he came to YU. Chacham Avadi was in YU twice that I know about. I remember the first time I was learning in the, I don't know whether it was the first time or second. One time he came and he gave a shiur in 501 in the first hall. But I remember that was the first time. I was still in high school. But they brought the high school boys over to see. Somehow I was near the front of the door, the front 501 where you walk in. So and he was walking with the rubs in Malibu. The two of them, so now the door was open. There was a question of who should walk in first. You know, each one was a chavit. The other one, I said, and then suddenly someone decided, you know what, if you remember, the double door there. So they opened the other door and both walked in together. And that I remember seeing. But another time he came in when I was a little older, I was in a Roshatis Kolo. The regular Kolo in the afternoon used to meet on the third floor in the first hall. I think it may still say the Marcus and the Dinakat's Kolo. The sign's probably still there. Okay, that's where we used to meet. It wasn't as many guys. So we were met. That was the Glock didn't exist, but the official Bismarck, they weren't learning. They were learning in the other first hall. So anyway, when I was in the college, that's what we learned. So Rabbi Seif came and gave a shiur, and you know, Rabbi Seif had a very sensitive eye. That's why he was wearing sunglasses even indoors. You see, he always had sunglasses because he had the light. He was very sensitive to light or something. But I remember when he gave that shiur, we were convinced. I mean, not really, but joking. We were convinced that the sunglasses, it must be like a teleprompter. There's a guy in another room, you know. The Darum Chav Gimel, the comments on the head, just rattling. No way, you know. I mean, just like it's gotta have a teleprompter. They thought, so his, but it was astounding. Makias. There was a story going around. Actually, you know, when the Rav Salvation Malach went there to Israel in the late 1930s. He was a candidate to be a Rav Rashi in Tel Aviv, and which he didn't get. But so I think it was 35 and 39, I don't know. Anyway, it was there. So two things. I remember Rav Cook was already very sick. He journey on his deathbed, Rav Kook, but he told his son, Rav Yehuda Kook, if you want to hear what it was like, Rav Kook learned in Balozhin. He was really more of a Talmud of the Tziv than a Rav Chaim. Okay, but the Tziv was very close to the Tziv, considered him as, him and Zal Gubin Bengis as two greatest Talmud in Balozhin. But Rav Kook was very close to the Tziv. But he learned by Rav Chaim also, he heard Shulam Rav Chaim. So supposedly he told Rav Yehuda's son, he's too ill to go around with the Rav when he's there. So he gave Shulam all the big yeshivas in Rishayim. It was like Rishayim today, but the yeshivas in Rishayim. So he told Rav Yehuda, if you want to hear what Rav Chaim was like, go, don't miss any of the Shulam. Then you'll get a glimpse of what Rav Chaim was like when I learned in Balozhin. So he went to all the Shulam. But there's a story that was one of the yeshivas in Rishayim, the Rav was giving a shir. And he quoted someone asked a question from Kedusha Rashba someplace. And they got him a Rashba from the shelf, and the first few pages were missing. And then he told him, there's a bacher here who can tell you what it says verbatim. So the story, and years work out, they don't know, but the story, they think that was about Yosef, that he was there, and he said, someone said Balpeh was in the Kedusha Rashba, you know, word for word. Okay. Like all these stories, they're not telling about me, you know. So, anyway, I just say, so if he says it, I'm okay. But still, just instinctively, my own feeling is I don't know how far can we take the case. Anyway, just to finish up this topic, so there is another sugya in Chulin, Kufi Gimel Beis, going over to Kufi Dalam and Aleph, Itmar. Hamavashal, we didn't touch this already. Hamavashal Chelev B'cholim. I told you, that's always a confusion in Yerdea, because they're spelled the same way. Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu's sense of humor. So chelev b'cholov. You cook chelev. Chelev is meat. It's fat, right? But it's also on its own. It's in the fact that these are chorus. So I mix chelev b'cholov. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, charam aloka, charam ain aloka. So okay, you got Malchus. Okay, and the Gemara and Rashi explains kasal kadaita. We're talking about the achila here. Malchus for achila. Okay, so abos b'cholov, charam aloka, charam ain aloka. Of course, it's these are chorus. I mean that you know. But we get Malchus also. I'm not talking about Koma Rabbin now. We get Malchus also. So Mar says, Lema b'hokam iflugi. The man d'amar locus kosovar yisukhal iser. Right, that's a famous Malchus. Once something is usser, can it become, quote unquote, more usser? Right? Iser chal, you've heard that, right? You've heard of iser chal. You learned your vomit, so on. Iser chal al iser. Right? Can an iser be chal on existing iser? You know, what if I eat non-kosher meat on Yom Kippur? It's already us to eat, right? Or non-kosher meat is us to eat already. Do you get both? That's an important sugi. So could be that that's a machlokas here. The guy who says you get machlokas of us chalav, he holds isur chalav. The other person holds ain't isur chalav. Therefore, no. Once it's us, there's no additional isur. Okay? And the Gemara says, no. Lo, the kul alma ain't isur chalav. Aye, so why should you get machlokas? So in a chanami, aachila the kulama lo pligi de lo lucky. You don't get malchus for eating this mixture of chelav and chalav. You're going to get curry, so you're chelav too bad. But you're not going to get no. There's no malchus of us for chalav. The kulama lo pligi de lo lucky. Ki pligi abishul. Machlokas is about bishul. You cooked this chelav b'chalav. Will you get the iser bishul? No iser to cook chelav. Plain chelav. No iser to cook it. You can't eat it. Few curries. Called chelav b'chodam also chelav. No iser to cook it. But the question is, Bishul Manda Maloka Chadi Surahu. The guy who says you get Malchus, there's only one Isser. No, it's not a matter of Isser Chala. There is no Isser Chala, there's only one Isser, namely Bishul Basra Chala. There's only Chad Isser here. Okay? Manda Ma'eloka, Lahafi Af Garachmon, Achil Bosh and Bishul, going over to Kuvitalmanal, came with Alachil Loka, Bishul Mamilaloki. Okay, the other Mandomer says, there's no Malchus, because since you're not going to get Malchus for Achila, you also get Malchus for Bishul, because after all, what language the Torah used in this Achila? Lo, Sevashel, links them together. Machlokas. Okay? In other words, look at the Rashi on the next page. Ki pligi Bishul, Shahari Chalav, Achela, Bechol Shari, Sun Lo Nesul, Vashel. No, is it a cooked Chalav? Just is it to eat it. So now, this guy cooked Chalav with Chalav, the boss of Chalav, therefore, for Bishul, there's only one Isser. It's not a matter of Isser Chal Isser. Everybody agrees, ain't Isser Chal Isser. But regarding Bishul, it's not a case of Isser Chal Isser, because there's no Isser Bishul on the Chalav, right? Only one thing, Bosh Chalav. And the other person, they're connected. Tadri Pasin, the Rama writes, Perek Tes Alach Avav, Avon Mevashel B'sar Mesa O Chalav U'chayotze Ben B'chalav Loke Al Bishulo Ve'ena Loke Al Echilos Mishum Bosh Chalav. The Rambam passed in the Perek Tes Halach Chavav, you will get Malchus for Bishul, but not an Achila. Right? We assume ain't Isser Chal Isser. So as far as eating is concerned, there was no additional Isser Al Tzbos V'Cholav because it was already Isser because of Chalav. Right? So therefore the Rambam says ain't Isser Chal Isser. You will not get Malchus of Tzbos V'Cholav on Achila. Because there, it's in the world of Ein Isser Chal Isser. However, the Bishul, they're not doing Ein Isser Chal Isser. There's no Isser Bishul on Chalav. So the only Isser is Bas V'Cholav. So you attack, you get Malchus for that. Okay, now 1 second. What's the kasha? If the only Isser Bishul is what? To create something else about Achila. So according to the Rambam, and the Kesem Mishra is saying that in the Rambam, so we know there's an Malchus of the Bishul either. We take the Kesem Mishra all the way, right? And if we're saying the whole Isser Bishul is to create here, why should you get Malchus of the Bishul? This Bishul is not creating something that's eligible for Achila because it's Chalav. It's also Achila anyway. So it's not my kasha, okay, but it's a good question. Anyway, okay. Ratzi Pesach Frank. Chuvas Har Tzvi. Chalik Yerdeus and Ayin Tes. Ratzi Pesach Frank was the Rav in Yerushalayim. He was actually the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Had a government position. You ever see the Mikroi Kodesh on Yontif? That's a piece of Ratzi Pesach Frank. I mean, he doesn't miss any Chakir. It's unbelievable. And Yonah Yontif, and he came out on Shabbos also, and all the Tom, he has all the classical Chakiras, and perfect for rabbis to give Shiur on Yontif. Okay, you can look at other Sarm, but the topics, he's got everything. Anyway, so but his Shabbos, the Chuvah's collection is called Har Tzvi. He was a rabbi Rosh Yerushalayim. I remember, it's just unfortunate politics. Years ago, I used to work for art school before I was a yeshiva here. So I worked for art school and translating the Yerushalmi. You know, they have the green art school. So I was working on that project. When I worked on Zeroyim, now they finished Zeroyim, they moved, I think, to Nushim, something like that. But I was on a team that was involved in Zeroyim. So at one of the meetings, I was sort of like, we were doing Shvius, which was Shvita. So I said, sort of half jokingly, I assume I can't close Rav Kook. There's a lot of stuff in Rav Kook on Shvita. I said, I probably can't quote. So Rabbi Zlotowitz in Hanabrach, who was the head of art school, so he told me a joke he was saying about Rav Kook. You know, that people gave him a hard time, and the crazy people gave him a hard time about quoting Ratzi Pesach Frank, because he was a Rabbi Rashi of Yerushalayim, so the Kanoim, that joke. And he told me, I said, what do you mean? He said, it's very simple. He said, as far as I'm concerned, you can quote anybody you like. But all I need is 3 signs in Meir Sharim saying, and all the Sarim stores are in trouble to carry my stuff. That's what he's saying. Because unfortunately, these people terrorize everybody. They put up, this is also, and that's also, and they have signs and stay away. And then we're run by crazy people. I heard the CPS of Frank Nebuch lost a child, mamish to hunger. He was so poor. And he took the position because he needed to support his family. And it was one of the greats of the 20th century. Anyway, in his tshuva is hard tzvi, Simonite test. The Ikar Yisod Shalal Pi Dibak Kesem Mishnah. Again, he's analyzing this Kesem Mishnah. Shabisha was v'cholav toloi. Bisa achilas was v'cholav. Umakum she'ein isa achilas was v'cholav. He also writes very clearly, by the way. Not that he's asking, he writes very clearly. Okay. Umakum she'ein isa achilas was v'cholav. Shayach isa bishol. Yesh l'smoa midibak Rambam milchus ma'achalas urs perak tes alachavav. We're puzzled. We have a kashim about me on the Rambam on this svar because it's from that Rambam. Shekosav al vashal bos meisav achelav because we call him local b'shuyin or local echiloso. Our mokar is every more chulin, so which we saw Rambam Rasi. Okay, and he says la halacha sheposek a Rambam shelokal b'shulo bein local echiloso. Right, shelok tolu iser b'shul b'sarcha echila conclude with Tzibes and Frank. So that's his kashim. It sounds like it's not connected. It's not all the way connected. And by the way, before Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Tshuva is Beis Yitzchok. Nothing to do with our Beis Yitzchok here, why you? But the Beis Yitzchok, Yitzchok Shmelkis was his name. Okay, it was one of the Achronim in the 1800s. He is the number, probably most famous for his Tshuva relating to electricity. He make Abdullah and electric lights, and Hanukkah can electric lights, a lot of stuff. Anyway, the Tshuva is Beis Yitzchok, Yeredei Chelik Beis Kuf Mem Ches, Os Aleph also quotes this Kesem Mishnah. He writes the second line, "Tzor Chiyin LeDvarav." Kesem Mishnah is not so poshut. He quotes this more cool in Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, and according in Cain, my time will come Yisrael. Right, Yisrael Bishul Rak Mishum Achila. Okay. So then he says, well, maybe Shem is the MS Tam Man Domen and Loka Bishulo. It's true, you don't get Malkus. Okay. It kind of says maybe the Kesem Mishnah is right, but the only thing is, it's the Tzorachin, because he's saying it in the Rambam. In other words, if you divorce, if you just take the Kesem Mishnah out the Rambam, okay, it's a good Tzorachin, the Rambam disagrees. The only thing is, the Kesem Mishnah is commenting on the Rambam, he's saying it in the Rambam. Okay, so he finds it a little difficult. Tom, in the last three lines, Tom Bishul, Shem Yavol Ochel, came to Bochel, Ein Yisro Moshe Bochel, about Bishul Yavol. Okay, and he therefore rejects that. He ties it into something else. We talked about this. Darshinan time of the Krah. What's Darshinan time of the Krah? I mentioned yesterday. Is it right to look into, first of all, from a philosophical or an educational point of view, is it right to look into the reason behind the mitzvah? We know the chinuch does it by every mitzvah. He tells you what the reason is. Is that a good thing? That's to a certain extent, that's dangerous. Why is it dangerous? Because you feel you know that the reason behind the mitzvah, what might you say? Yeah, but the time about that, it doesn't apply to me. Which, by the way, who made that mistake? This week's Sedra Shlomo Melech. I always connected to the Sedra, right? So this week's Sedra Shlomo, the king can't have more than X number of wives. He says, Darshan Shlomo Melech, it's a Gemara, right? Shlomo Melech, it's something like that. Shlomo Melech said, I'll take extra wives, I won't be led astray. What happened? Took extra wives, he was led astray, right? So that's a danger in Darshan and Tamil Krobin. Really, ultimately, from not just a philosophical point of view, but an educational point of view, fine. But the question is, can you make halachic decisions based on time of the crow? Can the reason behind the mitzvah impact its halachic structure? That's the reason. That's the real question. Like I mentioned yesterday, right? The Gemara has a machlokas whether Shlomo Melech was right. The Gemara has, again, this we said, the king can't have more than one wife. He can't have more than 18, whatever, I figure out the number, chayina. But more than that, he can't, because she'll lead him astray. Penyos levavo. But, what if it's a woman like Abigail, a tzaddikus, or a known tzaddikus, right? Or by, I mentioned yesterday, by Begin Almona, my husband. By Begin Almona. A poor widow, you can't take her only coat, Begin as a collateral. And what happens, it's not Almona, it's an Almona, it's a millionaire, it's got a closet full of dresses, right? So that's a question. Anyway, so he says that's the issue here. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah may be right, so basically it's called, the Kesef Mishnah may be right, I know that the reason is taka because it relates to achila, but can we make decisions halacha l'maisa on that basis? And that's his point. Okay, because maybe he's right, but maybe it's not enough to say that the guy is going to get malchus. That's what Rambam holds on to. The Kesmish is right. Okay, but Darshin and Tommy the Crow, we don't go so far as to say. You follow what I'm saying? We won't go so far as to say that that reason is now going to impact the malchus. That's, I think, what the Beis Yitzchak was saying. Okay? Especially if the Darshin and time of the Krah, Lakula. We want to be lenient on the basis of that far won't go. He may be right. That is the time of the Krah. Right? The Bishul is, and there is a relationship, but not that far. You could say that. I printed in 47 the Chuvas, we'll move to finish up in a few more minutes, I just want to finish this. Chuvas Sam Sofer, Chelek Beis, it's Chelek Erdei, it's in Reish Nun Dalet. He's talking about. Guess what? Another mitzvah in our sefer. Well, what did I say? So, right? A king, a melech has to write a second sefer Torah. What do you mean a second sefer Torah? Everyone's got to write the first sefer Torah. Right? Every person. It's a mitzvah according to the Chinuch's reckoning. It's mitzvah number 613. Parshat Vayelech. You have to have that or kisulachem. So shira zos, which is understood to refer to the sefer. Everyone has to write a sefer Torah. Anybody here ever write a sefer Torah? Me neither. Awesome. We've been some better, maybe participated in writing some letters. The other day, right? Okay, but we never. So what's going on? So everybody knows the famous Rosh, who says that the whole reason behind the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, to read the whole pasuk. Ato kisolak mosheh shira zos. What? How does the pasuk continue? No. Vilandos bnei Yisrael simahem simafiyam. In those days, how did you learn? You had a Torah. You had a Torah. You learned from it, right? We don't have a shelf full of shasas and promotion or anything else, right? You had But nowadays, the Rosh says, and we have other Sorems, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah through getting a Chumash, you know, this is the whole Mitzvah is to learn. And the Beis Yosef says, does it mean an addition to writing or not? Okay. So that's what some sofers told me in that tshuva. And he also mentions, that we have an interesting question. He says, maybe the Rosh is right, okay, but Darshin and Talmid Dekra, now, by the way, this may also be a different type of Talmid Dekra than the case of the Begin Almona. It's important, I'm just throwing it out to you. Or the case of the Melech. Because in the case of the Melech and in the case of the Sefer Torah, it's not Darshin and Talmid Dekra that we figured out the reason, but rather Torah gave you the reason. By Begin Almona, it doesn't say. We figured out, Miss Thomas, she's a poor lady, so she had to have a Ravonet. Or by Laksos of Sassus or Bedisho, we asked, what if I know the animal's going to get sick? That also doesn't say why. We figured out why it's Sa'ar Balakhan. So that also could play, I mean, it's not our topic now, but that could play in our discussion about Darshin and Talmid Dekra. Is it Darshin and Talmid Dekra that we, Chazal told you the reason, we figured it out, or it's so obvious, or the Torah itself, Mama says the reason? Okay, that could be different. We boys in Yeshiva when they learned Sukkah a few years ago, learned Sukkah, right? The famous, since it says by Sukkah, Leman Yegud or Seichen, that some say, right, that you have the Torah, the Bach, the Torah, the food fund, the same by Tzitzis and by Tzor, where the Torah itself tells you the reason. So you have to have that in mind. Right? That's the Aruch HaNeir. The Mikur says the first line of Sukkah is, it's Makev, you have to have in mind you're reading the Sukkah for that reason. He says Makev, I don't know, that's a jump, but based on his Bach, that's what he says. Right, so that's a question. The Torah gives it. Anyway, so some sofer discusses this issue whether Darshin and Talmid Dekra Lakulo. Okay? And he says, maybe Darshin and Talmid Dekra, good, you should buy Svarim, but that doesn't exclude you from writing the Sefer Torah. You can't be that many Makel. And he talks about that. Anyhow, Mikol Mokom, okay, maybe we can say that some sofer is right, not some sofer, because the Mishnah is right. There is an Isser Vishal does relate to Isser Achila. Okay, it has to be Letzorach Achila. But we're not going to be Makel and say the guy doesn't get Malchus in the case of Nafal Cholam, and a mixture of Chelam and Cholam. Right? That's why the Rambam says you get Malchus. So it's not necessarily, you know, slugging up this whole Svara. Okay, in other words, we could say, even according to Kesem Misha, you don't get Malchus for Bishul. It's just the Issa relates to that. To that. I just want to mention, we have that in other places also. Okay, I'm going to finish the two things, Mamish, quickly. But two sugis in Vomits, one of which I print on a page, one which I apologize that I didn't, because it was in my notes as a footnote, I missed it when I was preparing the sheet. But there's a sugi in Vomits, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, those who study Vomits, okay. So you have one of these cases, Vomits case. Two brothers are married to two sisters. Okay? You know, you have all these Vomits cases. So two brothers, so the Gemara says, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Tanar Bonim. So if one of the brothers has relation with the other sisters, it says, Chayv Mishum Eishes Ach. There's an Isser for a man to have relations with the wife of his brother. And also, Achos Isha. This lady's both. This girl is both. She's both the wife of his brother and the sister of his wife. His own wife. Right? Okay, so that's a question. That's the Rabbi Yosef. Shimon says, Enu Chayv Mishum Eishes Ach only. Only Chayv one. Why that one? The Gemara discussed. Not our topic. Okay, and Rashi explains on the B'chai Ishto. So Gemara says, Elam Arava, Lam Beis Ma Beis Yivomis, Elam Arava, Malani Alav Ki'ilu Osu Shtai Menu Chayev Ela Achas. Okay, you did two Isurim, but only Chayev once. Only Chayev for one of them. B'chai Kosar Rav Yochanan, Malani Alav Ki'ilu Osu Beis Yivomis, Chayev Ela Achas. There's such a concept in Halacha of you violated two things, two Isurim. Okay, but you only Chayev for one of them. And so my nafkamina, what are you going to scorecard? What's the difference? Is there any practical difference? My nafkamina, think about it. You're not chayav. So well, I did two things. Okay, so it's good. You have another X by your name. What does it mean practically? Or it says lekavro bein rishon gemur. We don't have this in so much today, but you know, people who got Mises Bezdin were buried separately, a different part of the cemetery. And not only that, but even a different Mises Bezdin. That's a Rashi and Tos discussed. You can look at it another time. Okay. We know that the Arba Mises Bezdin are different levels of severity. The various for which they're given are different levels of severity. So you don't want to bury certain people. I may have done this aver, but I don't want to be buried by him. I don't want to think that I did a big aver than I really did. Right? So that's the question. So this guy who did another iser, you know, there's more isurim on him. So and Tosa says, you know, and told my Rosh, it's a tzaddik. Okay, again, we don't really do that today. We bury people, we bury them. But there are more distinguished parts of the cemetery, whatever. But I'm just showing you from this Sugya Yevamos, I'm just showing you that there's a concept. You only get malchus, you only get punished for one act, okay, even though they're two different things. So you could say it's the same thing over here. The Kesef Mish is right, maybe. Okay, it's in the case of Cholov and Chelov, there's going to be two things. It's even the Achila is also responsible for Cholov. You won't get malchus for it, okay? You won't get a punishment for it, and therefore the Bishul will still be also. Maybe you could say that. You follow, it's two things, but it's only one onish. So the Rambam is right, you don't get malchus. I'm sorry, you do get malchus of Bishul. You won't get malchus of Achila. Why not? The answer is because it's a bigger Isser Chela, but it doesn't mean I'm just showing you, don't mean disregard the Isser. We don't disregard the fact we violated the Isser. Okay? I just want to add, this kind of the reason it wasn't in my original notes, when I was first teaching myself a couple of years ago, so my wife has an uncle, shouldn't be well, he's in his 90s now. His name is Rav Shmaya Shulman. He's in his 90s. You know, he's a tremendous bucky. He's one of these people, he shouldn't be well, and his memory's still pretty good, but I saw my uncle, my wife's, he's one of these, the key in, by profession, he was a stockbroker, but he was, but he learned all day, and he sits up, but not anymore, but he sort of found him, but Rosh Hashanah knows him very well. He was once here for Shabbos in Yeshiva a few years ago, Rosh Hashanah said he should bring him back. He always has tremendous, just, not one of these people who knows, holding and everything.
He published in the Sfarim
blog a lot of stories. Yeah.
Like an interview.
Right, one of the magazines did an interview. Yeah, Sfarim blog. He was. They say that he was the first. He was American born. This family, my father. This is my father-in-law's brother. My father-in-law's a little younger. My father learned him while he learned by the Rav. He's a Talmud Rav. He's like Parnas is Harusa. The Rav. She's also a Talmud Rav. Different type. The Rav's Derek. But my other Shulman was from the early Talmidim of Rudiman. In there, Yisrael. I think were the first group of Talmidim. One of the first group of Talmidim went to Lakewood. Again, it was the same dog. He's American born. They say he's the first American born person to publish a sefer. The first American to publish. He wrote many svarim. There's a lot of bekiyas. Anyway, so just I tell people, my brothers don't tell me when they were bachur in yeshiva, the different yeshivas they went to. I never liked going to visit him because whenever you would visit him, you'd ask them, "What are you learning?" I'm learning from it here. Oh, did you see this, Rosh Paul? Did you see that? And they're like, oh, I remember that, So. But anyway, so I saw him when I was teaching Rosh Paul last year, three years ago. So I saw him when we were up to this sugya, and I just discussed Arachasa, and I asked him about this sugya, and about this Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah really means literally in some. And he told me, look in the Mekiva Eger and Yevamos Lamed Gimel, the Gilyan HaShas. And that's all he told me. So I don't remember now. Maybe the chuppah started, whatever it was, somehow. So I did. The Givegah sends you to Yerushalmi. The sugya there is a czar who does a vote in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Okay? The czar sha'avan on Shabbos. The Gemara says you get malchus for different things. Okay? Because it's also Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, what do you get malchus for? Shechita? So that's for Shabbos, but that's an issue of Shabbos, but not an issue of kosher because Shechita is kosher bizarre. The Kabbalah, the Halacha, that's an Isser for a Tzar, but it's not on Shabbos. It's Tiltul Balma, the rice of it. Okay, so Gemara figures out. So the Rekiv Ege there, Lama Gimel sends you to Yerushalmi. And Shabbos, Yerushalmi says, when you put the stuff on his bath, you're cooking, you're mevashel, the bones and everything else. And the commentators of Yerushalmi say that that'll be Bishul on Shabbos. Okay? So what I think he was getting at is, if we equate Bishul on Shabbos and Bishul Pasul Chol, there the Gemara is saying, even on Shabbos, okay, the Bishul is not L'Shem Achila, no one's eating the part of the Korbanos. Even if it's not L'Shem Achila, there's no Achila. So you could translate over to Pasul Chol and say, even if it's not L'Shem Achila. But the Bavli didn't give that teretz. The Bavli holds that the Kesef Mishnah has to be L'Shem Achila. It's just interesting. Maybe that's what he meant. It's a... Even right, and not for food. Right, that's true. You don't even you melt down metal. So therefore, the Rambam was afraid that according to the Rambam, everyone holds that it's the Gemara says that. I forgot. The Gemara says it. Yeah, throw it in. Right, 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 right. Right, so why would that be? Okay, but with food, let's say. With food, that's, we learn how to tikkun ochel, right? That's what I'm saying, but with food. There, you're doing it, that's the normal, what you do, you want to soften it or harden it, whatever you do with metal, different types of metal. Anyway, I'm just throwing it out for you, thinking, have a good Shabbos, everyone.